from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This hour is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan Injured Hire. Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. All right, this was big news that came out. Yesterday, Atlanta United fired head coach Gonzalo Pineda after that 3-2 home loss to Charlotte on Sunday. So assistant coach Rob Valentino will take over as the interim coach while Atlanta, you know, tries to find Pineda's successor. So, I mean, I know you all and everyone out there, and I'm sure, Bo, you have a good pulse on the socials, but kind of saw this coming.
So. Yeah, it's kind of... It's been there's been an uprising for quite a while. I was talking to someone in the AMB SE organization, and it was just one of those necessary things that it's kind of the price of doing business kind of thing. They'll talk to you about it. They'll say, well, this is what comes with it. It sucks because Pineda was a really good guy from everything I've heard, and he treated the media really well.
We just played the media match with him on Friday, and he was really good, but also just you could tell how enthusiastic he was. He was coaching us up, so he seems like a really good dude.
I don't think this was a reaction to I don't think this was only a reaction to Sunday's loss to Charlotte. What I think this was I think that it was a build up, and it also gave you, it was the perfect timing to give you, you have time off a little bit, and you had just played like Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Sunday, in these matches, the way they were so thrown in there together with the U.S. Open and then the MLS schedule. But I think that if you go out and beat Charlotte Sunday, you after beating Miami, it could have saved you.
Well, and let me say this real fast because you said the buildup. So Atlanta United had just one victory in its final 11 games with Pineda, Mike.
Yeah, and you know, it was unfortunate because I got to, before last Wednesday, and I thought this was overdue. And then they pull off the win, and you see what this team is capable of. And I know there was a lot of people coming back with injuries, and they were finally getting back to the lineup they had at the beginning of the year. And you thought, okay, maybe this is the start of something. And then sitting in that building, guys, on Sunday, and feeling how deflated that fan base felt with this team that you have turned into a rival from up the road, and you have disrespect on the Jumbotron, and they have their own supporters section up in the 300 level, and listening to them just be louder than the United fan base throughout the game. It was deflating. And look, I would love to sit here and give you all this tactical information about what he was trying to get done, but the bottom line is it felt like there was a disconnect between the players he had on the field and what their mindset was and what his was. It felt too tactical. Not allowing the creative guys to be creative or leaning on them to be creative when they weren't. And you just couldn't get it done. And that's the bottom line. And it was probably a little bit overdue, but hats off. Like you said, good dude. feel the same way about him I felt about Arthur Smith. It was just time to move on.
I also think that Atlanta United fans have to stop living in the past with what the team was when Tata was here and the style they played. I keep hearing, well, we need aggressive style. And it's like I heard Jason Longshore talking yesterday when he was on Duke's Mo. He's like, you did have an aggressive style. It just didn't work out for you. And that's one thing I keep hearing is everyone keeps going back to the days when Miguel Almirón. I think what people need to remember is Tata was a good coach. Miguel Almirón was an elite offensive player, an elite player in the world, really. I mean, you look what he's done over at what is, I think it's Newcastle where he plays now.
Yeah.
It's like, stop reminiscing and wanting what it used to be. There's other ways to win in the MLS other than just wide-open style because that's what you think was fun when you got hooked on MLS soccer. But to that point, you couldn't play as well as you did in Miami and then turn around and lose like you did at home to Charlotte because you showed us the potential the team has, and then you showed us what you're not doing with the team in back-to-back games. That's unacceptable.
And by the way, Rob Valentino has been in this position before. He was interim head coach back in 2020.
And did well.
Yes, he did. When we come back here on the morning shift, you guys took a little field trip up to Flowery Branch. So I'll learn a little bit from you guys, and we'll hear from Coach Raheem Morris on his new team. So we'll come back here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.